And Jim, we've got him on line one. And hey, Ken, thanks a lot for hanging on. And hey, your girls play tonight. You play Brunswick in a semifinal game up in the CLA tournament. And sounds like you guys got it done on both ends of the floor. If the score I've got is correct, I've got 70-18. So sounds like a pretty good win for your girls.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's conference tournament week, and always a fun tournament for the girls. And got pushed back a little bit. We were supposed to play Thursday, but semifinals tonight, and yeah, played Brunswick, and the girls did a nice job offensively and defensively, and fortunate to come away with the win, 70-18.
Talk about how you held the Brunswick girls to only 18 points, Ken.
Well, you know, I visited with your guys there after the game, and I think tonight, you know, we generally always do a good job of pressuring the ball, but tonight I thought off ball we were real active and aware of what was going on, ready to help on any dribble drives and closing out on shooters. So I'm generally pleased with how we guard the ball, but tonight I was really pleased how we guarded off the ball, always ready to help, always aware of what was going on, and then rebounding as well.
Well, you score 70 points. Who put up big numbers for the Norbin girls tonight?
You know, we were led by Kennedy Crow. She generally leads us throughout the year. She had 19 tonight. But, you know, we had a lot of girls score tonight. We also had two other girls in double figures. Reagan Crow had 14, and then Melanie Cheney had 11. We also had Olivia Dooley, who just missed double figures, with 9. Kayla Dooley had 6. Kate Brown had 7. Gracie McKinney had 4. So 3 girls in double figures, and then just a couple more girls that just missed it. So really a good night of balanced scoring for us.
Okay, well, now you play, you're in the championship game. You play tomorrow night. I don't have the score yet. Who won that other girls' semifinal, Hardin Central or Tyne Avalon?
Hardin Central won.
I knew they were the favorites. So you play your rivals, the Hardin Central girls, and I know you guys have already played a couple times this year. But, you know, when Norbin and Hardin get together, you just kind of throw the records out and anything can happen, right?
Well, you really do. We see each other so often, and Coach Lehman does a good job. And they're the 2 seed in the tournament, so, you know, they've got a good team, and it'll be a quick turnaround, but a full day of basketball at Tyne tomorrow, and we're happy to be in a championship game, and the girls are excited, and we'll be ready to go tomorrow night.
Well, Ken, you guys are playing very well. Always enjoy the visit. You're a very faithful caller. You call us every Friday night. We always enjoy chatting with you, and, hey, we'll be on the air a couple more weeks, so give us a buzz next week. Get back into regular season play again, so give us a buzz. We'll talk about that upcoming district tournament and the week that you have. So thanks again, Ken, and we'll chat again.
Sure, I appreciate you guys' coverage.
Okay, that's Ken Brown, head coach of the Norbin Lady Pirates. Again, they win tonight. They knock off Brunswick.